Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I have got a great episode for you today. I'm continuing to talk about an abundance mindset and talking about how to incorporate your competitiveness into the abundance mindset. It's not an opposition. It's not an opposite. It's something that actually can work together to help you find the success that you want and help others achieve it as well. I have a favor to ask. If you have not left me a rate or review yet on this podcast, on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you listen, I would really appreciate if you took like 2 or 3 minutes to do that. It really helps me, one, know that you're listening and that you care and that you enjoy it. And another, it tells those blasted analytics that someone's listening, someone cares. And if you like it, it will suggest to other people who have similar tastes as you. So please do that. It warms my heart. It helps me see what you like and what matters to you. And it really does matter to me. I do read all of them and I'm so grateful for them. With that, let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Heard from many of you how the first podcast, the last podcast about an abundance versus a scarcity mindset was spot on. How it was helpful, how the timing was right. And so I'm excited to record this one for you because I'm a pretty competitive person. And it served me well growing up. And it's also, I know that sometimes my competitiveness can it can kind of stop some growth areas as well. And so one of the questions that I got from a client was, I am super competitive. I can't have an abundance mindset and be competitive. And I want to tell you that you can. It actually is a benefit for you to have that competitive drive, that intrinsic need to better yourself, to push yourself. It's all right, there's a fly that is driving me nuts. But let's talk about having a competitive spirit with an abundant mindset and how the two of them together is like a magical mixture that really does help propel your goals, your future. It helps you and those around you. Having a competitive spirit, so it's different when, like, let's look at the motivation behind your competitive nature. Now, if you just need to be better than everyone else, then let's get that in check. Let's see, is that part of an abundance mindset? If you're just trying to be better than everyone else, then that goes into the scarcity side because that goes into, in order for me to win, someone else has to lose. In order for me to get what I'm striving for, someone else is going to have to fall behind. And truly, to embrace the full abundance mindset, my words today are, I'm really tired. We're just going to go with it. We're just going to do it. Sometimes it happens, right? You get the picture. You know what I'm talking about. But if we balance this competitive spirit and we use it to light a fire under us, I am competitive mainly with myself. I want to do better today than I did yesterday. Even when it comes to celebrating wins, I want to celebrate more wins today than I did yesterday. I want to well, I want them to coexist. I want that competitive because I don't want to lose that. It served me well. It keeps me going. It keeps me growing. And it helps me have that growth mindset that I really desire, like that I can continue to learn. And I plan on being a lifelong learner. And so that competitiveness of, okay, like what are the things that I'm doing right now I'm planning to plan. I haven't started writing a book yet. And I have ideas for an outline. Like I've been crafting an outline and really journaling about what could I put in there? What could I write about? What is God highlighting to me that needs to go in this said book? And realizing that I'm hearing all of these people talk about, hey, I wrote a book in a year. I wrote a book in 6 months. I wrote a book in 3 months. I wrote an entire book in a month. I'm not going all there. I'm not going all 1 month book writing. I have too much going on to completely immerse myself in it that way. But I can gamify it. And that competitive nature that I have, I can gamify things. And it helps me with that abundance mindset. Realize that if someone else is writing a book, then there's more words for me as well. And if they can do it, so can I. If I can do it, so can you. We can have that, like foster a supportive community with the competitiveness and with the abundance mindset. And we can have both because like we said, like abundance is the, you know, we characterize it by seeing opportunities where others see limitations. We believe in win-win opportunities and outcomes. We feel grateful for what we have. And we share the knowledge. We don't gatekeep. We recognize those who we have learned from. We also embrace challenges and failures as an opportunity to grow. Like again, a failure is a partner to success. It's not the opposite. And so to have that abundant mindset and to have that competitive spirit with that is how many opportunities can I see when I see this limitation? One of the things my daughter, she's had her birthday already. It's passed. And she wanted to have her birthday party later in April because she wants to take some of her girlfriends to the Renaissance Fair. Like that's where she wants to do her party. And she was talking about a sleepover. Well, she in Enneagram 4 fashion had this whole idea in her mind, which like really was not something that has happened for a long time. Like it was a short time that she's thought about this, but we are outfitting a small apartment to make it an Airbnb. It's next door. It's close. And she was like, I could have my sleepover there. Okay. So this whole concept has only been like 2 weeks old. Okay. So we're not talking about, she's been lifelong dreaming of this situation of creating this sleeping over in the Airbnb. Well, there's also an opportunity as we are buying stuff for it. We also have an opportunity for someone to rent it out for 6 months. Now, we are like at this point, it's like bird in hand. If we have someone who wants to rent it out for 6 months and they will bring in, like we have to provide some of the furnishings and they will bring in what they have. In my mind, that gives me 6 more months to find deals, to figure out the style, to, you know, we get what we need. We get the washer and dryer. We have all the kitchen stuff already, like things like that. In her mind, I just thwarted her whole plan for this birthday party. And now what's the point of doing anything if she can't have this and she had planned it? And it's like, okay, what are the limitations? Well, now it's this. It's like, okay, well, you want to do this sleepover in the next week and a half because you don't want to do it at the same time as we don't want to wait until the Renaissance Fair because that's still like it's mid-May that's happening. Okay. So we've got months and she wants to have a sleepover. And I was like, okay, so what are the possibilities? There's none. There's nothing. I can't possibly do anything. You ruined everything. It's like, okay, well, let me start you out with a possibility, with an opportunity. And then I want you to think of two other opportunities that you can have as well. I was like, what if, because we have everything's turned on, electricity, gas, Wi-Fi, like all the things are turned on. You really, like what I really looked at what her intentions was. She wanted to go and have these two girls go with her, and they wanted to basically play house. They wanted to make a meal and bake some brownies. And I was like, okay, well, that's still a possibility. I was like, what if you guys had a sleepover, like camping? What if you guys brought air mattresses down there? And she's like, we could do that. I'm like, yes. Stop looking at the limitations and see what's possible. The people who are moving in are not going to be moving in until the 1st of April. So, and we're still in early March. So what's possible? So with this abundance mindset, it's great to see, like, when you see the limitations, okay, what are the workarounds? What is the outcome? Okay, you want to make brownies on your own. And yes, I already asked her if she would just do it here. But no, it's not the same if she does it in our house, in our kitchen. Another opportunity is like, well, what about if we go to a hotel and have a sleepover? We'll get adjoining rooms. But nope, you can't make brownies in a hotel room. So again, there's limitations. Her mindset is very much a scarcity and fixed mindset in some areas. Like there's some areas I'm seeing her grow. But the way to bring in competitiveness is like, okay, here's the problem. Here's our limiting factors. Who can come up with the most opportunities? How many, if I start a clock for 20 minutes, what else is possible? Where's the and in this instead of the limitation? So bringing that competitive spirit is actually really helpful when you're trying to develop an abundance mindset, because you can gamify it. When you believe in win-win outcomes, that competitiveness of, okay, how can I help? How can they win and I win as well? If you're grateful that, okay, how many things can I be grateful for? How many things in this little situation can I, what else can I pull away from it that I can appreciate? So that's what I'm talking about, where if we want to gamify the abundance mindset, this helps us, because the more our brain can see possibilities, the more possibilities show up. When we start to use that competitive spirit in order to feed into our abundance mindset, to what's possible versus who has to lose or what are our limitations, then it works together. And so, sorry, I'm finding my notes here. The next is like the win-win scenario, this healthy competition. What it's rooted in an abundance mindset, it focuses on self-improvement versus an outcome. We look at the well-being of others as well. We are striving to reach a potential while recognizing that others' achievements are not diminished by our own growth opportunities. And their achievements do not diminish ours. Ours don't diminish theirs. We can actually see, like, okay, we're doing two different things, but how can we use our competitiveness to build ourselves both up? The win-win scenarios. It completely reframes this whole idea that there's a zero-sum game where one person's gain is another person's loss. And everyone gets to benefit. Collaboration, mutual growth. See the successes of others that can inspire you and motivate you rather than create envy and resentment. When there's envy and resentment, there's that scarcity, that energy, that lack, that feeling that you're never good enough, and there's striving in that. When you have the abundance mindset along with your competitive spirit, you can embrace the growth and learning. You have that desire to improve. You don't see challenges as setbacks or as threats, but opportunities to grow further, to go deeper, to think outside the box, to get scrappy, which is just such an important skill in this day and age. We have to think outside the box. In the day and age of AI and things happening so fast, we've lost the ability to get creative, like creative solutions. So use your competitive spirit to increase that. And then also sharing success. When you have an abundance mindset, as well as a competitive spirit, then there's no limit to what success looks like. There's no limit to resources, to sharing knowledge. You don't hoard information. You don't hoard, you know, you're not gatekeeping, and you can foster a supportive community, and everyone can achieve their best. So let's balance the two. How do we balance competitive and the abundance mindset? Is what is our focus? Is our focus the growing and improving, or is it getting one outcome? There are some times that we are working for a specific outcome, but overall, typically it's the journey that matters. So when we focus on the growth versus the outcome, and it allows us to bring in that abundance, no matter what the outcome looks like, no matter what success is met. Also, get in the habit of celebrating other successes. This is one thing that has changed my life. And again, I don't see other people's successes as a way that limits me, but it's if they can do it, they can figure it out a way. And then I get to see the journey they're on and be like, oh, I could do that, or I can do something similar, or I have an idea what I could do. And so when we celebrate other people's successes, our own successes are seen as well. All a rising tide rises all ships. When someone else expands, you can expand. When someone else is living their purpose, even if it's something similar to what you feel God is putting on your heart, it means that there's an opportunity there and you must collaborate. And that's the next one. It's collaborate. When someone's succeeding, collaborate with them. Ask them questions. Look for opportunities for mutual benefit. How can you help them and in turn help yourself? How can you say, okay, like if this is what they can do, bringing in that competitive spirit will allow us to, well, we don't have to be competitive alone. We can do it together. I have another coach who, though we have different focuses, we are both very much on a parallel journey, and she has seen some massive successes, and I'm just, you know, and I saw some massive successes. And so now like we're doing this thing, this like ladder, but we're bringing each other together. And so then we can collaborate. What's working for you? What are you seeing? And we get excited because when she succeeds, it's like, it really does feel like I am too, because I'm along with her on the journey. Cultivate gratitude. We talked about that in the last podcast, but this practice of looking for your achievements, looking for opportunities, and even getting grateful for the challenges, because that's what refines us. We're refined through the fire, not through easy walks. The trials and the challenges are what create our depth of character. And then also reflect on your motivations. What's driving you? And this is, don't judge yourself for it. In essence, you need to just look and see, okay, am I trying to get better? Am I trying to share successes? Am I trying to collaborate? Am I trying to focus on personal growth? Or am I looking at, I need to succeed at all costs? Is there a fear that's attached to your motivation? And if that is, that gives you an opportunity to really get clear and get curious and ask yourself why. What is the scarcity that's limiting you in that moment? And then talk to someone about it. And it really is that easy. And the more we focus, like this is a skill that you can craft. This is a skill that you can embody and that you can work towards. I do know I have friends who this abundance is just a natural thing. For me, it's been something I've had to cultivate. It's something that I've had to see it in the works. And it's such a fun journey, and it's changed my life. It's changed the way I talk to my kids and the way I ask them questions. Instead of pointing out limitations to them, I help them flip it around and see possibilities. If you want to live your purpose, you need to see an abundance, because there's going to be so many people. Like it's this world. We're so inundated with information. An example is a book that I'm looking, like a book that I want to write. There's a million books on the subject. And then I have to remind myself that Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. And I know that I have a different perspective. I get to use my words. I get to use what God has been highlighting to me. And so I don't have to worry about how successful it will be. I get to be obedient and I get to step into that. That's it. Like, that's my role, is to the obedience and to see what's possible and let God handle the rest. And so, what is your purpose? And how can you step into it? And how can you bring it in to being through an abundance mindset? So that's what I have for you today. And I want to know, what about an abundance mindset? You know, what aspects do you need to grow in? What do you want to grow in? And how is this perspective, how is this a little more motivating for you than that scarcity mindset? How is the scarcity mindset and fear been holding you back? Because I know, and it's no judgment, because I know it's held me back. I know that it creeps in when I'm not diligent. And so reach out, DM me, email me. Let's talk about what's possible when you step into this abundance mindset, when you step in and discover your purpose and live your purpose through an abundance mindset instead of scarcity. All right, friend, with that, choose joy until joy chooses you. And I will see you soon. All right. Bye for now.